La 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 la
Then in the tens. We will be reading Article 12 from Shamati, the essence of man's work. And then each one would build his prayer for the friends, for the group, somehow. So then we will build the prayer. Each one will build a prayer. The essence of one's work should be how to come to feel taste in bestowing contentment to one's Maker. Since all that one does for oneself distances him from the Creator due to the disparity of form. However, if one performs an act to benefit the Creator, even the smallest act, it is still considered a mitzvah. Hence, one's primary exertion should be to acquire a force that feels taste in bestowing, which is through lessening the force that feels taste in self-reception. In that state, one slowly acquires the taste in bestowing.
So,
we try to feel the deficiencies of the friends and ask for them from the upper force, from the Creator.
Okay,
I wrote something down already. I wrote the prayer, what I think. The Creator, give the strength to the friends to find taste in the work, which is against getting contentment for oneself, and by that to reach the reception of getting taste for the Creator. I also wrote down, beloved Creator, I'm asking of you to help my friends to enter the true reality and to start a new life in mutual bestowal between us and you. Huge Creator who is beneficial, who gives birth, who kills, who does everything. Open up our deficiencies, let us feel them, elevate them, raise them up, and make out of them a kli for your light. Yes, to open up in you, in the friends, self-awareness and awareness of the Creator, and give them the strength to pray and to raise a demand to give Him contentment. I thank you for putting me next to such huge friends. Please aim us during this lesson in a common effort toward you. Dear Creator, please connect us, make us as one man in one heart, so that we will be similar to you and acquire the quality of bestowal, so that with all of that we will be able to bring you contentment. I wrote down that each friend should be drawn or have an inclination to act in the whole, in a tent, forget about himself, and these efforts to become one are the prayer. I'm asking that the reforming light will correct the friends. All of them are worthy, are making efforts beyond their ability, and they want to bring contentment to the Creator, so please help them.
We
do what Rav tells us to do. Well, we do it. We do what he tells us to do. Yes, to cling to Rav and through him to the Creator, and we will see them, search for them, and discover them in the center of the tent. Yes, so that he will help us, that we will have faith like in Klotsk, faith in Rav, that whatever he says, it's a miracle, and we are willing to carry it out. And also recognition of the complete, connected kli, the one that exists in complete awareness between all of the different parts in it. We're all in such relations and awareness and connection, just like the hand feels the body and the body feels the hand, and each pain is immediately transmitted from one to the other, and every laughter and any such connection, even the smallest one, is felt in our entire united and connected kli. And there is nothing that appears to us as something that is bad or incorrect, because everything comes from him, and we all exist in such a sensation of mutual bestowal, and we're happy with whatever comes. This inclination to feel as one body that feels the reality through the senses of the friends is the inclination in which the Creator can clothe, and there's nothing that brings us closer to him more than trying to feel to be included in friends and to perceive reality from them. And this should also be a part of our intention, that in our efforts to do so, we truly come closer to him and bring him contentment by that.
That the Creator will dress into the relationship between us, the connection between us, and we rise above this imaginary false world and build a new reality of bestowal, reality of truth, all of that in one system of the world, clean. Here during the lesson.
In order for the Creator to clothe in us or for us to cling to Rav, which is really the same, we have to prepare ourselves to be like though, so that each one is like a drop of water or a flower, and then we connect to each other and we are all drawn to each other until we become though, and then the upper one can give us a shape.
Yeah, we'll succeed helping each other cling and nullify before the ten and cling to the Creator and manage to set an example for the rest of the tens and for the world and spread the quality of bestowal anywhere.
Yes, we found ourselves in a new state, a new stature in bestowal. Forever. We are one. The Creator is inside, and Rav is leading us.
From Shamati. The essence of one's work.
Rav, I'm asking, should we now start the preface and actually start it in order to finish it, and you're ready for it, because it's going to take some, I don't know how long, but up to a month, maybe less than that. Or would you like to still you know, with all, do it with all kinds of articles and small things in the middle that we didn't go through during the holiday. So let me know. Who is in favor of going for the preface in a serious manner when one realizes that he will have to be immersed in that for a whole month? So most people are in favor. Right? Okay, so let's do it.
Let's prepare the books, Writings of Baal HaSulam, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 14.
Maybe I would start from the beginning, actually. There's no little in spirituality, so doing a little bit of it is not good. So, friends, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
Rav,
we will try to study in a way that we've never learned, as if we never learned it before. You can ask questions, not philosophical issues, but to the point, mostly about the understanding of the text. And this way we will advance.